caregiver advocate and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, with love, laughter, and lessons learned on this show where you can find help and hope. And with us, we have Ed on the board today. How you doing, Ed?
Howdy on a full house Friday.
Yeah, full house. Last week I was a one house.
Yeah. That's right,
because
I didn't
count. It's nice. And it's a nice, sunny, gorgeous day. It makes me so happy.
Yeah.
So happy. And with me is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Good
Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
I'm glad you're here today.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Tammy in Tampa, we have Jenny in Largo, and we have Frederica in Homosassa.
Welcome,
I just
lady.
Like to say that, Homosassa.
Welcome, lady.
Welcome. Like I always say, there's plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners, whether you listen when we're live or recorded or YouTube or Facebook or whatever. We're here just to help you out. And we were supposed to have the winner of the caregiver contest here today. She lives in Sarasota, but unfortunately, her mother fell yesterday, so she's unable to come. But I want to give her a shout-out. Her name is Denise Hoffman, and she was nominated by her sister-in-law, Mary, and she cares for her disabled son and her mom with dementia. She said she always looks up, never complains, finds the sunny side. She laughs a lot and has the most empathy. And somebody said to her the other day, well, do you like what you're doing? She said, what do you mean? Well, why do you do it? She said, because it needs to be done. But do you like it? She said, I don't like it, but do you think they like being how they are?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they like me having to help them? So God bless Denise. So Denise, I am going to send your caregiver basket to you in Sarasota, and you'll be getting a bunch of gift cards from Amazon and Walmart and a massage and a facial and some respite care and some books and some goodies. So we so appreciate what you do and what every caregiver does. So any of you that are listening out there, just go to lindaburhans.com and nominate a caregiver. It takes you like 2 minutes, and every single person who's nominated receives something from me. And when they get that, they're just so excited that someone appreciated them, that somebody asked them how they were doing. So no excuses, do it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So today we have my friends Sherry Gruen and Sean Scott on the show.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Had a great support group this morning.
I'm going to sit a little closer to Sherry.
Okay, thank you, Sean.
I think my voice sounds better when I'm closer to her.
Well, it's so funny. Before the show started today, Sean came across a radio interview that he did with Sherry 12 years ago.
Yeah, on my radio program from 12 years ago, Sherry and I are sitting down talking about taking care of people and how we can do that. And as we'll probably find out today, Sherry works with the PACE program, and it was all about, PACE was relatively new back then.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to get the word out on how cool PACE is and how helpful it is to the caregiver and the person being taken care of. So,
yeah.
Kind of cool. So I brought a copy of the show for her today.
I'm gonna give her, so. That's awesome. I was only 15.
Yeah. At the time. But really good at what you did, though, at 15. Remarkable.
Well, you know what it is?
Remarkable.
Like all of us, when you have a passion for what you're doing and you really believe in what you're doing, it comes right across. You know, no two ways about it. So, yes, Sherry is with PACE. So just tell us a little bit about PACE, because the main reason you're here today is Hearts and Hope. But let's talk a little bit about PACE first.
Perfect.
And Sean can clock in any time he wants, because he knows a lot about PACE.
He will.
I will never take over this radio show, I promise.
Okay. I'm not worried.
Cool.
So she's in Egypt, it's not a bad idea.
Well, you want to do that, maybe.
Yeah, there you go. Right.
So the PACE program is a national program. There are about 150 of them throughout the United States. And in the Tampa Bay area, we now have two PACE programs, one in Hillsborough and one in Pinellas.
Very good.
And we're opening a third later this summer, and that's going to cover Sarasota, Manatee. So we're very excited for the expansion. It's been a long time coming. But to tell you what PACE is, it stands for Program All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly. And that's a lot to say. We support people that are 55 and older. If they qualify for our program financially, it costs them no money for our program. And what we do for them is we cover 100% of their health care costs. There are no co-payments. They will not have to pay that $170 Medicare Part B premium that they do now. They'll get a raise back in their Social Security check. And we provide homemaking care, personal care. We have an adult day center that provides activities and entertainment Monday through Friday. We provide transportation. We provide home-delivered
meals. It's just unbelievable, the amount of things that's covered. You know, one of my caregivers went into, a bunch of them have, but I remember the first one, and it was like 10 years ago. And she was taking care of her dad at home, and she had three kids and a husband and everything, and he was having a really, really tough time. And she said that program saved her life.
Aww,
it
good.
Saved her life because she had no way to turn it. It was just too much. But you guys cover every gamut of it, which is so important.
Everything, including medications, and they're delivered to your door. What we do for caregivers is we give them a break. Some of our families are, they have mom and dad living with them now, and somebody can't work because they've got to be home with mom right. or dad. We make it possible for them to go back to work, and mom or dad is cared for at our PACE center, in our adult day center, and they have a better quality of life because of that.
Yeah, because I always say isolation kills, and it does.
It does.
It does physically and mentally. And you'll see so many times when once a person gets into a program and they have an opportunity to go to adult daycare, they're alive again. And they're with people that are like just like them, which is so nice.
Right. We will take you in any condition. We're not judgmental about that. So we have some people that have issues with their memory care. They might not be able to put together sentences, but they feel like they are welcome and loved, mm-hmm. and they experience something instead of a television in a living room in a recliner.
Yeah.
So we've made a lot of progress, but
so
that's
exciting.
The PACE program.
That's so exciting.
And I appreciate all of your listeners who call yeah. in after we do a show here, and I will help move them forward
yeah.
to get the help that we
yeah.
offer.
And what is your phone number?
It is 727-289-0062.
Okay, and I'll put all that information in the show.
Exactly. And I have to say, I jump in. I got to tell
ahead.
You, PACE in my world and my client's world is unbelievably helpful. Uniformly across the board, when my clients come back and I've hooked them up with PACE and we're now getting help and services. Wow. I mean, they always come back and say, thank you
for PACE. Thank you, thank you.
I don't know what I would do without PACE. I mean, PACE has came in a moment when I was desperate. I didn't know where to turn. I didn't know where to go to. I couldn't get help, let's say, through a traditional Medicaid program. I need some help in my home to take care of my person. And
yeah.
I'm just, you know, you're at your wit's end. And all of a sudden, I said, yeah, you should check out PACE. Talk to my friend Sherry down there. Oh, I'm going to tell you, they're really good. And unbelievable. They take
yeah.
care of you in the home. They help extend your stay. They take care of the caregiver.
Yeah.
Just wow. And also, soup to nuts. When they say all-inclusive, they're not kidding.
Yeah.
They're not kidding. It is truly a magical program, and we're very lucky to have it.
So. Very lucky to have it.
Yep.
We're also very lucky to be in this Tampa Bay area where we have professionals that work together and really want to make a difference in the lives of seniors. You know, I go speak in other states, and, oh, you're stepping on my toes. Oh, you know, there's enough business for all of us here not to worry about any of that. But all of us belong to this organization called Better Living for Seniors.
BLS.
BLS. So do you want to explain a little bit about that and about Hearts and Hope?
Absolutely. So the Area Agency on Aging is a non-for-profit run under the state of Florida. And they have branches from that. One branch is called Better Living for Seniors. And we are a group of professionals that volunteer our time to help make our community better. My particular position there is chairman of the fundraising committee. And 5 years ago, I was asked to step up and take over this.
And thank you, God, you did.
For real.
Well, it was fine before. It's just better now.
Much better.
It was fine. And honestly, the people who ran it before didn't have the type of
The background.
The background that I do. So they would raise a couple of thousand dollars a year, and
which
it was
fabulous.
Successful
yeah.
that way. I'll tell you what we do with the money in a minute. But my background is in this music community in the Tampa Bay area. I've lived here all my life. My husband was a singer-songwriter, very popular in this area. And so I've made a lot of friends, and the music community
sticks
in Tampa
together.
Bay yep. is top-notch.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, let me merge my personal life with the music with my professional life, which it makes me tick to help others. That's yeah. my goal. So I put those two together, and I created an event called Hearts and Hope, and it means our community is giving of their hearts to give others hope. We have a concert where this is going to be our fifth annual concert. We've raised over $70,000 in the last 4 years.
Yeah.
This one I'm hoping to reach the sky on this one. So it's a 1-day event. It happens this year, February 25th, which is a Saturday. And Sean's coming.
I'm just checking my calendar. Do I have, is that date open?
You have that date open.
I made sure I got my ticket yesterday.
Your office says that you are coming. Yeah.
Well, because Sean just asks people where he's supposed to be every day.
Yeah. That's about it. Now, is it the 28th of
February? 25th. It's a Sunday.
That's why I wasn't there last year. I got the wrong date.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad you had me on the show today.
I am, too.
Just think Christmas.
Hearts and Hope. See, right there. Oh, I will be there with bells.
Somebody put that on.
Well, that's true, but still, it's there. Yes.
And your office staff have assured me that you are coming.
Yes.
I think they're going to do an intervention on that day, and that could show up at my condo.
Sean has a great staff. So.
Yes.
He really does.
He really does.
They're great.
I work with your staff every day of the week.
Yeah.
They're wonderful.
Yeah, they
really are. Anyway, back to what we have. Yeah. We have a 1-day event. This year it's going to be at Bayboro Brewing, which is a veteran-owned and operated IP brewery that has fantastic food. They have two stages, one's indoors, one's outdoors. We have around 300 to 400 people show up every year to this event. It is a ticketed event, and that ticket price goes to the fundraising event itself. All of my friends, I reach out to them or they reach out to me yearly, and they are artists, whether they're a solo artist, a duo, or a full band. They're the top-notch artists in this community.
Yeah, and they just step up.
Yep. They step
Amazing.
Up. And if I don't ask them in time,
they ask you
they
now.
They ask me about 6 months ahead of time.
Well, you know what it is? It's a fun time, too. It's a fun day. There's a lot of different things, but the most important thing is, what do we do with that money?
What we do with that money is amazing. So Better Living for Seniors has a board of directors. We all get together and decide where that money goes. Since I'm the one hoofing the Hearts and Hope for the most part, and we do have volunteers that come in that day to help. Linda is a wonderful volunteer. I'll get Sean to roll up his sleeves.
Since I'm going to be there.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Might as well use me since I'm going to be there.
So anyway, last year in 2023, we raised $24,000 in our 1-day event.
Yeah.
That to me is just mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Not $2,000, $24,000. Yeah. So we took that money. I'm very cheap on paying
Frugal.
Out for expenses, but people want to, same thing, but people want to help because all of the money raised, all of it that is raised, goes back into our community to provide necessities for seniors and disabled adults.
Yeah.
That's what we do with that money. And I'm going to give you an example because I got the director of the Area Agency on Aging to send me a list of the things that once we raise this money, the money goes to the Area Agency on Aging, and they spread it out to help our seniors and disabled adults. Our money in 2023 so far has paid past due electric bills, water bills. People have their water shut off. It costs a lot to get that put back on. Mm-hmm. Home delivered meals for a temporary fix before they can get onto a program to receive those. So that's it's food. It's a necessity.
Well, the year of COVID, you fed a whole ton of people.
Oh, because
that's what the necessity was then.
Right. We fed over 1.4 million people in Florida during COVID. So that's something else our money went to. But these are things that people have to have. They
necessities
have to have shelter.
These are. Necessities. Mm-hmm.
Necessities. They have to have shelter. They have to have clean water. They have to have air conditioning because we live in Florida and our electric rates are through the roof. If it gets turned off and you've got a senior in a home that can't do anything about it because they're on a fixed income, what do they do? They can call the Area Agency on Aging. We provide that for them. We provide them durable medical equipment. We've provided pull-ups and pads. Mm-hmm. Some people pay $300 a month for that stuff.
For sure.
Yeah.
So they can use our funds in that way. So these are for necessities, and that really makes my heart sing.
Yes.
We are all in this to help our community, and this is my way of volunteering and giving back. Yeah. And our award-winning sponsor.
Award? I've won awards.
Award-winning sponsor.
I'm going to bring you a ribbon that day, Sean.
I have to have an award.
I will.
For real.
I'm going to bring you one.
And you got a new banner. You have a new logo.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is our award. You got all spruced up.
This
is
our award-winning sponsor for 2024, and we are very grateful for that sponsorship.
Yeah, very helpful. Yes. Very helpful. And very, very happy to help. So.
And it's a great day. We have raffles. We have three guitars that are going to be signed by various artists that are coming this year.
That's exciting.
For our raffle drawing. Communities get together, the different people in our community, attorneys, downsizing companies, they all get together and put together baskets that have a $250 value. And we make that a raffle instead of an auction.
Yeah.
And this year, first year, we're having t-shirts. They are in production as we speak.
There's going to be swag and merch?
There's going to be swag and merch.
All right. We are really getting there now.
You know you've arrived when you have t-shirts.
Yeah. So, and we get a lot of press. We get newspaper press. There are usually three or four newspapers that are there with their
photographs. They had a big story on you last time on the TV last year, didn't they?
Yeah. Last year, Channel 8 did a big spot on us.
Yeah,
the year before, it was Channel 13. Yep. So
we'll grab whoever we can get.
We grab whoever we can get.
Yeah. We'll get the word out
there. We're really appreciative because it's our community that benefits from this.
Yeah.
So this is not just some sort of like, oh, come and have a little, you know, whatever. This is an amazing event.
Yeah.
With some of the best people in the music, in our community in the music. You'll hear some great bands.
Yeah.
It's good food. It's good.
Yeah, it's great venue.
It's good beer. It's good music. And the most important thing is it's a great purpose.
Yeah.
Where you, and when you come and just spend some money and do this, those goes right to these people need it.
It's kind of nice for us all in the industry to get together for a day and have some food and have some drink and hear a band, because we're working. And just for us all to get together, I really like that aspect of it too.
Yeah, because it's not just us, though. It's also the public, because I think tickets are still available.
Yeah.
Right.
Tickets are still available.
So how does somebody set this up to go on the 25th of February and participate in this? I mean, how do they do that?
You can go online, and it's MyTB for Tampa Bay, mytbtickets.com. And we have a bunch of different varieties of tickets, from VIP seating to balcony seating to...
Or you can just give a donation if you can't come.
Yes, you are able to.
Do I get that special little area this time?
Oh,
yes, you do.
Isn't his the one that has the king's chair there?
No, I thought it was the one right next to the bathroom.
No, and we have an indoor concert hall. It's gorgeous, huge. It sounds great. And we also have an outdoor beer garden for those that would like not so much loud music, but would just like to hear entertainers. We have an acoustic tent set up, And there are entertainers that play. We start at 11 o'clock in the morning. We open the doors. And we roll till 5:30.
Yeah. And it's a great way to spend a Sunday in downtown St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
Right?
It is. It's in the art district.
In the art district. It's a beautiful place. There's all kinds of great things to do there.
And you're supporting veterans, too, because it's veteran-owned and operated.
Yeah.
So.
There's no downside here.
No.
No. For anybody involved,
downside. As long as none of us sing, we're good.
Oh.
Well, and Sean shows up.
That's why they pay me not to. Right, so.
All right, and I'll put all the information on the show. And if anybody missed anything, you can just email me through my website, lindaburhans.com, and I'll send you all the information. But right now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
My mom was getting older, but she was able to live pretty independently until recently. When her case manager told me she would be discharged from rehab in just a few days, I didn't know what to do. But I knew for sure that she couldn't go back living alone at home. So that's when I contacted Sunway's Senior Living Concierge. My Senior Living Concierge, Lisa, was there for me through the whole process and was a free service for us to compare in-home care options and how that cost would compare to assisted living. With Lisa's help, we found a great new home for Mom, and she is thriving. Take it from me. Don't go through this journey alone.
Hi, I'm Ellie Baldwin, co-founder and president of Sunway's Senior Living Concierge. We're a free placement and concierge service for families to help compare senior living communities and find the best place for you or a loved one. Call us today at 727-314-6451 or find us online at sunwaysseniorliving.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back. So, get yourself some tickets to the Hearts and Hope. Good cause. Come have some friends and just have a good time.
Good beer, good food, beer. Great All music, good. Great purpose.
Great town.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So, Sean, I had some... You know, Sean is our resident attorney here. And people send in questions all the time. And the first question is from this gal who has a neighbor who he's 96 years old.
Okay.
And his wife has passed away, and his children have now passed away, and he has what she says two bad grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
So the neighbor wants to give all his money to her. And he has nothing in place. He says he just wants to go to the bank and change the names on the account together or make her a beneficiary. He wants to leave his mobile home to her, and she's telling him you need to have a will or something. Because her biggest fear is he wants to do that, and all these bad kids are going to come after her.
Yeah, that's a tough situation for a lot of different reasons. I mean, obviously, you can do whatever you want to do with your stuff. I mean, that's 100% true. There does come some things, however, where you can be under the influence of somebody else. There can be duress, yeah. Something that where somebody's kind of convincing you to do things.
People say it was that and it wasn't.
Well, yeah, of course, anybody could say anything. So the fact pattern that you throw up there, it gets me really nervous because those grands can come in and say, yeah, no, all those things, that stuff that you're getting from my grandfather, you shouldn't get that because you unduly influenced him.
Right.
And we're going to sue you for that, and we're going to prove, or we're going to try to prove that you did that. So that can be unwound, and that's one of the, when you say contesting a will or something, that's one of the big ways of doing it, is contesting it. Now, so you have this connection. Also, he's older, right? Not that you're older means that you don't know what to do with your stuff and who you are, but that can bring in some other medical issues and cognitive issues, and where is he on that kind of situation? Right. So let's say he's, you know, he has Alzheimer's. I'm not saying he does, but technically, I mean, hypothetically, if he did, well, now that's a kind of a factor against you. So if you're trying to do something like that, you can definitely do it, but you may want to take some extra care to kind of document what's happening, document the capacity, make sure that any plans that happen with the with your neighbor that you really like because they're helping you, make sure that, you know, they're not with you when you're doing this, so that there's no undue coercion or influence that might be coming. So yeah, very, very careful about that. That's
and for the bank accounts, should he just make her a beneficiary or make her like a co-signer or what?
Well, all right, so there's a whole other set of questions there. So, for example, when we're doing estate planning like that, putting somebody on as a beneficiary on your account can be a really easy way of making sure that when you pass, that asset goes to your person. They don't have to go through probate. It's
relatively
simple. No, they
just bring a death certificate to the bank.
Death certificate and ID, and automatically it goes to you. So this is a common thing that's done, and I recommend it in some cases. I don't think it's the panacea that everybody should be doing that necessarily. It's very contextual based upon your facts. So don't everybody go out there and put a beneficiary in your bank account. There's problems with doing that as well. But it is a solution that we use and can be done. That can be undone as well, because that's not going to avoid that issue of undue influence.
Okay.
But yeah, that's a way to do it. In a less complex situation, you have one or two bank accounts, you have one heir, you have your house, then using a beneficiary designation is a good way of doing this from an estate, pure estate planning perspective. Also, by the way, though, when you do that beneficiary designation, it's really easy to set up on your bank accounts or your brokerage accounts to put a transfer on death kind of designation there. But your house is oftentimes kind of an outlying asset. So you own a house, right? Well, how do you put somebody on as a beneficiary on your house? I guess you can make them a co-owner, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's really bad. Destroys your Medicaid eligibility, affects your step-up in basis for tax purposes. Also, now you don't control the house any longer because somebody else controls it with you. So if you want to do something with it, you got to get their permission.
Yeah.
So adding a co-owner, it's got a lot of problems. But in Florida, Florida's one of the few handful of states in the country that we have something called an enhanced life estate deed.
Okay.
Also called a ladybird deed. That's also the name a lot of people call it. But the technical term is an enhanced life estate deed. This thing is really cool in circumstances like this. I draft this deed for the client. I put the kid on as a beneficiary on the house so that when mom or dad dies, the kid automatically owns it. No probate, no judge, very cost effective. All we're doing is paying for a deed. We don't have to put a complicated, expensive trust in place. It's a great solution for those kinds of cases. So.
Well, the person who asked the question said she'd be listening to the show today, and I suggested to her to meet with you, Sean.
Yeah.
And she said that he doesn't leave the house, and I said they could do it by Zoom, right?
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, we adapt. Well, almost all of our clients are aged and they're getting older,
yeah.
And many of their situations, they're no longer portable. That's what I call it.
Portable.
Having a conference with a client this morning, and I said, so is your husband portable? And basically, can you get him down to my office?
Right.
And sometimes they can't.
I mean, right.
Mobility issues, transportation issues. Yeah, so what happens in those circumstances is, if necessary, we have been known to come to you.
Okay.
So we make that accommodation.
But they could
for
have a Zoom meeting first.
We could have a Zoom. We have a teleconference.
Something like that.
We do that. We serve clients across the entire state of Florida. There are clients that I've never met face to face. And I've talked to them face to face over Zoom or something like that, or on the phone. We've solved their Medicaid problems. We've protected their assets, done estate planning, incapacity planning, and they're in Vero Beach or Panama City or Key West. So
okay.
So it's definitely there's easy solutions there.
Okay. The other question somebody sent in, if I already have a will, do I need a trust?
I love it. Oh, great. Maybe. So I don't know if I think we've talked about this before.
Well, some attorneys would just say yes.
Yes. Well, my two favorite lawyer answers. You can ask me any question about the law, but what should I do, Sean? And my two favorite lawyer answers are... maybe, and it depends. So, I know.
Right? I could be a lawyer.
Yeah, it's not hard. It's really, really pretty easy.
Yeah.
So, if I already have a will, do I need a trust? That's an interesting question. So, it's, I think, better presented as, do I need a will or a trust? Should I go left or should I go right? How should I solve this problem? And that's a super quality question. Here's my easy answer to that. And it's a little oversimplistic, but this is what I tell my clients. If the amount of your stuff that you have when you die that would go through the probate process, in other words, that would have to go in front of the judge, would have to go through that whole process, not counting your house, not counting your car, but if that stuff that's going to go through the probate process is more than $100,000, you should strongly consider having a trust, because it's going to be way more economical for you and your family to solve the problem with a trust than with a will. If you have less than that, I kind of lean more towards the will. It's less expensive up front, and on the back end, when we go through probate, you're still not going to spend as much as you would have spent to put the trust in place. But let me give you an example. Let's say you have $200,000 in assets that's going through probate. A lawyer in Florida typically charges roughly about 3% of the value of that as his fee to go through the probate process. So a lawyer in a $200,000 estate is going to be paid about $6,000. Now, kind of an average cost for a trust package in the state of Florida with lawyers, and this is just an average number, is around $3,000. So if you solve that problem with a will and go through probate, that estate's going to cost you and your family $6,000 to fix. But if you would have had a trust in place, it would only have cost you $3,000, half as much. Do you see the numbers? And the more money you have, the more apparent that the trust becomes the right solution for you.
Can I ask, if you have the will and a trust, well, you have both.
Yep.
And then have something... another account that's TOD.
Right.
Time of death.
Transfer on death.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't go through probate.
Yep. Transfer on death accounts do not go through the probate process.
Right.
Beneficiary designations on your IRA, that doesn't go through the probate process. If you have an annuity, almost all annuities have a beneficiary built into that investment. Mm-hmm. That doesn't go through the probate process.
What goes through the probate process?
Anything
tell me that.
Yeah, I understand. Anything in your cold, dead hand. In other words, anything that you own in your own name. So I often use my pen here as an example. So this is my asset. I own it. I can do whatever I want to with it. Ironically, it actually has my name on it.
It is yours.
It's my pen. And where did you get it? Did you steal this pen, Sherry?
No, I had that pen
for a stole
long time.
It.
Jeez.
Oh,
that's my show pen.
That's your show pen. Okay. So right back to the idea, though. So this is my asset. I'm alive. I can control this thing. I can split it up. I can give it away.
Right.
I can exchange for something else because I'm alive. But when I die... watch what happens. Who owns that thing? Who owns that asset?
Right.
Nobody owns it, because the guy who owns it's dead. And in order to get somebody to come in and pick it up, I got to go through probate to do that. But if me and you hold the pen with me, if me and you hold this pen together and I die, who owns it?
Me.
See? No probate.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So that's when I say, what are your assets that are... you could have $1 million in your IRA, own your house, and have $10,000 in the bank. You don't need a trust.
Right.
Even though you have all this money.
That's the way it is.
Because the IRA is going through a beneficiary designation. But that house, that's an outlier.
Yeah.
That's that enhanced life estate deed. We would use that tool to fix that problem. So.
But like all the
this
junk
is why you need a lawyer.
Yes, I'm coming.
She is coming.
It's easy for me. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you've been doing it for a long time.
Right.
After I pay for my teeth, I'll be there.
Okay, well, good. Teeth first, because you can't eat without teeth.
Yeah.
Another month, and I'll be fine.
There you go.
But so all the junk in your house is counted up too?
The stuff in their house doesn't really have any value.
Right.
I mean, nobody cares about...
wants it.
Nobody wants
even
it.
Even when
it
you
really
die, nobody
have any
wants
value.
It.
It's terrible. My niece said, I don't want that.
Yeah.
You know the things you saved, and you have you know, so, look at my china.
Exactly. You know what? Yeah. Every single time, if I have a male caregiver and his wife passes away, they call me up and they go, Linda, do you like Hummels?
Oh. I got a lot of Hummels.
My mom was a huge Hummel collector. Yeah, I hated those little things. I'm like, why do you have so many of these little kids with like parasols and
they're worth nothing now. They're worth nothing now. They were worth a lot of money. Now it's garbage. I have Royal Doltons. I have those. I have Yardros. I have Limoges boxes. Hell? Nobody wants them.
But you liked them, so it was okay.
Well, that's why I bought. I don't believe in buying stuff because money later. I have to enjoy it.
It makes you happy. Your kids, it just makes them incredibly unhappy because now what the heck are they going to do with it? I mean, it
makes me happy. The trash well, after they gave me so much agita, they deserve it.
think about this, though, people, really, because nobody does want your stuff, and I hear this all the time after somebody passes away.
Well, they want your money. They want your house.
They don't want your car, but they don't want your Yardros or your
Right. Or your Hummels.
And the jewelry because they can haunt
They might
it.
Want your baseball cards. It depends. but the thing is, if somebody does want something...
You're being really bad today.
If somebody does want something that's yours and you want to give it to them in the future, give it to them now.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Just give it to them now because if it is something that they really like...
I think both of you will get more joy out of it for sure.
Yeah, that's what, you know...
But plus, you know, you don't have to dust the Hummels anymore.
They're all in showcase.
Yeah, she's got a
showcase.
Hers are all in glass cabinets, like a museum.
In a mobile home. How classy is that?
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. All right. There was another question they wanted to ask you, Sean. Do veterans have different benefits according to the law than regular people do? That's another question
That's a great question. You know, I just created a new thing for my clients and I hand out with them every time we're dealing with public benefits situations. Okay. It's double-sided I should get that to you, by the way.
Yes, please
And do. It just deals with, you know, here are the potential solutions for helping out with the caregiving. And, you know, you have Medicaid and you have two different flavors of that Medicaid. And then you have PACE, which we were talking about earlier. And then you have Medicare, which is not really great in a caregiving situation necessarily, but can be helpful. And then you have the issue of veterans VA benefits, all right? And VA benefits can be a great solution. And many times I have clients that I'm doing Medicaid and VA at the same time. Oh. So I now have two streams of money coming in instead of no streams of money coming in. A lot of times, for example, in an assisted living situation, I got a client going into assisted living. We're going to qualify him for Medicaid. Medicaid is going to help pay that bill. Maybe let's say $1,500 a month Medicaid's paying on that to help pay the bill. But that $1,500 a month and the $1,000 a month my client makes doesn't get them to the $5,000 a month it costs them to be in the assisted living facility. Right. But lo and behold, they're a vet and they served during a period of war. You have to be a vet, honorable discharge, and serve during a period of war.
You don't have to be in the war, just during that period.
You could peel potatoes at the Pentagon. Yep. You just have to be in service during that period. Meet some financial requirements, fairly straightforward. And boom, I have you on Medicaid helping out pay. I have VA helping out pay. It pays about $2,400 a month.
Okay.
Plus the $1,500 a month, plus now your $1,000 a month.
And now maybe I can afford it.
And now you're affording it. So VA is a huge opportunity that should be looked at. Now, VA is a little complicated because there's a couple of different kinds of VA benefits.
Okay.
There's VA benefits. The most common one that I use is called aid and attendance. I've never researched why they call it that. It's the weirdest name, aid and attendance.
Sounds like an army thing.
I don't know. Yeah, it sounds like from the 1915 or something. Yeah. Right? Aid and attendance, it's a great program, and that's the just in service during war, some financial requirements, and honorable discharge, and showing that you have a medical need for this stuff. Cool. Even my clients, that describes them. Then there's this other that's disability benefits. And this can be very, very, very helpful for the vet. And for example, it'll pay all the cost of care in the nursing home. You don't need to go the Medicaid route. You don't have to worry about the financial cost. VA is going to pay for all of the cost of care in the skilled nursing facility. But the big requirement that's hard to meet, 70% service-connected disabled.
And you have to prove that.
And you have to prove that. Now, you may say, well, sure, I got a 70% rating now, or I'm 100% rated now. Well, sorry, but yay, because good news, you're qualifying for all these benefits, and it's super, super helpful, and you need to know about that. So those are the two biggies. Disability, service-connected, 70% or better, and then aid in attendance. So if aid you're a vet, attendance. Definitely look into that.
And you know, a lot of people, years ago...
Hold on. Not only a vet, but the spouse of the vet. Mm-hmm. So in some circumstances, if the vet has died and we have a surviving spouse, that surviving spouse can also be entitled to aid in attendance benefits. She's not entitled to it while her husband's alive, but as soon as he's dead, yay,
oh, really?
She gets the VA benefits.
That's why I never divorced my husband.
just a footnote. I do have a little bit of a weird perspective.
But you have to be in the time of war.
Yeah.
In the time of war. Korea is now a war, right?
Yeah, Korea's a war.
Because it wasn't. It was a conflict. That was a big deal.
Korea counts via World War II counts. Most of my World War II people are no longer with us, so that's kind of their fading into
the
background.
It's the Nam guys now.
It's Korea and Vietnam.
Yeah.
And technically even Gulf Wars and all of that as well. So,
yeah. Well, I even noticed that when I went on the last honor flight, there wasn't too many.
Yeah.
And I found out because I was 70, I can't go on it anymore. I'm too old to be an escort.
I knew
what?
That.
Yes. You're too old?
Yes.
Wow.
Those ageists.
Yeah.
Gosh, ageism.
Me?
Ageism rears its head.
I'll sue them, Lenny. Sue that honor flight.
But what I was going to say, years ago, the VA had a bad name in a lot of places. And I will tell you, the VA here in Bay Pines, I think, is absolutely wonderful. The VA in New York City that took care of my dad was absolutely wonderful. And I hear from many other people in other areas. So... Don't let that persuade you.
I'm with you, Linda, on that. I think the VA system, and in many, many ways, is excellent. But one of the things when it comes to long-term care and that sort of thing, most of the time it's not going to be a solution for you unless you're service-connected, disabled.
Right.
You can get a little help on aid and attendance. But on the VA healthcare system, Haley out in Tampa, absolutely fabulous, state-of-the-art stuff.
They even sent my husband to Moffitt.
Yeah.
There was stuff that they didn't do. Here, and they sent him to Moffitt.
Yep, big fan.
So, it was all good. So. All right, now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Cool.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week, so check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
We believe the power of the human body and mind can do amazing things, and that tapping into that power, not just tricking it with a temporary disguise, is possible. Superpatch technology uses a special pattern and vibro-tactile technology to help you go from feeling blah to hurrah. Now, once the superpatch is in contact with your skin, it triggers a neutral response in the brainstem that helps you tackle your daily problems head-on. Whether you're struggling with pain, balance, stress, or focus, we have a solution that might be right for you. With Superpatch's 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Hi, this is Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. I started using the Liberty Patch over 3 years ago. I used to be a tripper, but since wearing a Liberty Patch, I haven't tripped once. The Liberty Patch is proven to reduce the risk of falling by up to 8 times. And as we all know, if you prevent the fall, you prevent the call. Don't wait until it's too late. Preventative solutions are the answer.
Super Patch does not claim to diagnose, treat, or cure illness. Super Patch is FDA registered. To receive 25% off your first order, go to sticktoit.info. That's sticktoit.info and learn more.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, so you know how much I love those Super Patches. So the other day I did at the Five Towns senior community some demonstrations with the Super Patch, and there was one guy that came over to the table and he said, I can't stand without my cane. I have to have my cane. But we gave a little demonstration with the patch anyway, and about 30 minutes later we see him walking through the show without his cane. So it's just delighting me, the things that are happening. I had a cousin call me and she said, my husband, the first 2 months he was on the patches, he got off his walker. The third month on the patch, now he's off his cane. So anybody that wants any information about this, call me or get together with me, or I'll come meet with you, because my biggest fear with caregivers is over-medication and the fall. And I don't want either of those to happen to you. So, Sherry, what's the last thing you want our listeners to hear from you today? Get tickets.
Be there or be square.
Get tickets. We would love to have you because it really helps our artists perform for a crowd. They feed off of that.
And we're grateful for them.
And they're not getting paid.
Right.
So come to the event if you can, or make a donation and know that the money that you donate to Hearts and Hope goes right back into our local community.
And you know what? We never know one day we might need some help.
Yeah.
So just help your neighbor now. Help your caregivers, please. Sean?
Well, let's stay on that page for a second. I would just say, Sunday, February 25th, be there for the best music, the best beer, the best times you've ever had. Help somebody out in your local community.
Yep.
So Sunday. Be there, be there, be there.
And you can meet Sean Scott.
Who will be there?
I will be there.
I was thinking earlier when you were talking, you were saying that you do Zooms with some clients and you've never met them. Well, it's so funny. When I do Zoom with people for a while and then they meet me in person, they go, oh, my God, you're so tall. And they must have done the same thing to you because...
No, he stands normally,
though. Yeah,
I'm taller than I look in my picture.
He stands on his desk when he does his Zoom presentation. But it's true because you meet somebody... You know, I had friends on Zoom for years, some of my caregivers, and I met them some one day and they're like... Who are you?
Well, you know, Linda, when I first started doing this 33 plus years ago, I used to say I was the youngest and the tallest elder law attorney in Florida. And now I can just say I'm only the tallest. Because I've aged a little bit in that time.
But that's okay. You're so much more experienced now.
I'm a little bit better at what I do. Yeah, I would say that.
All right. I got to say this before I forget. So they're having a chili cook-off on Saturday, February 17th at Peepaw's Garage. And this, all the money for this being raised that day goes to the Ready for Life Exchange Parent Aid, the Connecting Family Path, and Family Support Services. So they're looking for more people to cook chili, and they're looking for people just to come. It's $50 to register to cook. First prize is $500 and a piece of art. Second prize, $300, and third prize, $200.
And so when is this?
Saturday, February 17th at Peepaw's.
And where do you register?
Facebook.com/ExchangeMidPinellas. But I'll put all this in the show.
Because, you know, I know I have my 29-ingredient chili.
Oh, here, you can keep it.
So, maybe I should look into this.
If you're going to go, I'll come if you're making chili.
Linda and I are going to Wendy's and getting a pot.
It's so funny. My sister came to visit. I don't cook anymore. I just don't. It's just me. So I go to Wendy's, and I get a double-sized chili, and then I go home and I add a whole bunch of stuff to it. And my sister's like, that's the best chili you ever had. And she goes, can you please give me the recipe? I said, go to Wendy's.
Yeah, bring a pot.
Oh, you know what, Linda? When my granddaughter was getting married, we made a cookbook for her. and everybody sent their recipes.
Right.
Lynn sends her a copy of the Chinese food restaurant menu.
Well played.
Well played. All right. Art and Quartz is having Dr. Peter Rabbins, who is the author of The 36-Hour Day, and his new book is It Alzheimer's 101? On Thursday, March 14th, 10:30 to 1 at Bethel Lutheran Church. You can RSVP at 727-517-7800. That will be in the show.
And where's that? Where? St. Pete, Laurel,
it's on McMullen Booth Road, Clearwater. In Clearwater. Yeah. And so, Sean, you're at the library today?
I am. Since I do here, you know, I go to speak at the library to help people understand how to use Medicaid and help pay the cost
of care.
Yeah,
so today it's Largo at 2:30.
Yep.
Monday, Seminole at 2. Next Tuesday, the 6th, 2 o'clock in Palm Harbor. And are you still doing the Hale Center, too?
Yep, that's that. Yep,
okay, and that's February 20th.
Yep.
So any of this information you need, it's on my website. But just go there. You can just go there, and you can talk to him, and you get some information.
And it's free.
It's free. It's a great place to get information. It's usually at the library, which is very non-stressful. And,
yes.
Yeah, come see us.
Yeah, and you know what? We're just trying to get the information out there. Sean and I are going to be doing a presentation this year with Art and Quartz, Two Sides of the Coin. He's got the real serious stuff. I got the heart stuff, but it'll all be good. But please, any information, anything, I seriously say to you, if you need, call me at 727-365-8383 or contact me through my website, lindaburhans.com. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you, my friends, for being with me. I so appreciate you, caregivers, and everything you do. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Yay!